morning, boys and girls. How many of you have ever gone for a walk in the woods on Sabbath afternoon? I like to do that. I'm going to share with you this morning an experience, and I wish I had some pictures to put on the overhead, but I don't have any pictures of it anymore with me. But I did talk with my daughter Rachel last night because she was involved in this story. Some of you here might remember my daughter Rachel. She was involved in this story, and she said, "Yeah, Mom, tell that story. That's a good story to tell." It was actually late September in the year 2000, 14 years ago, and my twin daughters, Rachel and Rebecca, were 9 years old. How many of you are 9 years old? Some of you are 9 years old. Well, it was Sabbath afternoon, and we decided, let's go for a walk. So it was a little cool in September because this was in Maine. So Rachel and Rebecca, they both grabbed a jacket, and we started walking out across the field in back of our house. And of course, you know, we didn't go alone. We had 20 goats, and we were teaching our goats to be pack goats, to carry a pack on their back. So they learned to follow us. Whenever we went for a walk in the woods, all these goats would just follow along with us. And that day, two more animals followed us, Rachel and Rebecca's cats. Rachel's cat was named Queen Anne, and Rebecca's cat was named Leo, and they followed along. So off we went on Sabbath afternoon. We walked through the field, and we went out the corner of the field and into a woods trail, a snowmobile trail. And as we walked, I noticed a new logging road that went off in another direction. And I owned a very large woodlot, and I had never walked all over the woodlot, but mostly stayed on snowmobile trails and logging roads on it. So I decided to follow this new trail that I hadn't been on. It was a skidder road. And I thought, well, I haven't really been in that direction of the woodlot, but I'm pretty sure that the back of the property line is all marked with blue paint sprayed on the trees. And so when I come to that line, then I can just follow the property line down and it will take me back to my house. I had that all figured out. Well, as we walked along, all of a sudden I looked at a stump. There was a big stump there in front of me. And as I looked at that stump, I realized this hasn't been cut recently. And every place where my brother had been logging on my woodlot was fresh cut stumps, and this looked old. And then I began to be concerned. Maybe we've walked a little bit further than I thought we've walked. Maybe I should now turn and go in this direction. So I started going in another direction. Well, there was actually a very large woodlot, several thousand acres, that was behind my property. And so we walked and we walked and we walked, and we wasn't getting anywhere. And then it began to get dark. And I realized that 12 of these 20 goats that were following us were babies, and they were getting tired because we'd been walking all day and I still didn't know where we were. And Rachel and Rebecca were getting tired. And as it was starting to get dark, I came up over a hill, and I looked off across the mountain and I could see a big telephone tower. Now I recognized the telephone tower. That telephone tower is, everyone that lives in Maine knows where the Greenwood telephone tower is. It sticks up on the skyline from many miles around. It can be seen. But as I looked at that telephone tower, it seemed like in my mind that I was way over in another town. It didn't seem possible for me to be where I thought I was and to see that tower. And then I felt confused. I felt really confused, and I didn't know where I was, and I didn't know how to get back home. And now I have 20 goats with me and two cats and my two daughters that are 9 years old. And so I sat down and I asked Jesus what I should do, because I don't have any idea where I am. And it's getting dark. And so the thought came into my mind that I should just stop and spend the night right where we were. So we wanted to make it feel like we had some kind of safe place to be. And Rachel and Rebecca, once they realized that we're just going to stay there in the woods all night long until morning comes, they started to cry. Would you cry if you knew you was lost in the woods? They started to cry, and I said to them, oh, wait, don't cry. We've been wanting to go camping with these goats because we've been teaching them how to carry packs on their backs, and so we're here in the woods, and it's nighttime, and we're going to spend the night in the woods now. So, you know, this is going to be, like, fun. Even though I felt scared inside, I didn't let my daughters know that I felt scared inside. I wanted them not to be afraid. So we gathered all the branches that had fallen down off in the old trees around us, and we just kind of made a lean-to of some sort. It was like a little fort. There really wasn't very much to it, but so when we laid down inside of this little fort, it gave us the feeling that we're in a little house of some sort. And what I found really interesting was because those two cats had followed us. All these hours we'd been walking in the woods with the goats, these two cats had walked along with us. So Rachel took her little cat, Queen Anne, and she stuffed the cat right inside of her jacket and zipped her jacket up so the cat's head just poked out right at the top of the jacket and couldn't get out of her jacket. So Queen Anne made a heater, like a little heater, right on the front of Rachel. So when we laid down on the ground, Rachel laid down, and she laid, and then Becky laid down right beside of her at Rachel's back. So Rachel had the cat being a heater on the front of her, and then her sister Becky was a heater on her back, and then I laid down on the ground right in back of, right next to my daughter Rebecca. So we're all squished right together, and everybody's staying warm except for my back. And then it got dark, and it got later and later in the nighttime. And I know Rachel and Rebecca fell asleep because they felt safe enough and they didn't feel scared because they didn't think that I was scared. Even though I was scared, I didn't let them know it. And I remember in the nighttime, my back got so cold, I couldn't keep warm, and I would start to shiver, and I couldn't stop shivering. And I looked up into the sky and I said, dear Jesus, would you give me a blanket? Would you give me a blanket so that I could stay warm? And I can tell you that Jesus answered that prayer, because you know what happened? One of the baby goats came and just plopped and laid down right against my back, and he would keep me warm. And you know, boys and girls, I know that there's going to be times in your life. The reason I'm sharing this story with you is because there's going to be times in your life that you're walking through your journey in life and you'll get on the wrong path. Maybe not even on purpose, but something will happen and you'll find yourself on a wrong path, and it will become dark and you won't know how to get home. And sometimes you'll just have to sit and wait, or you'll have to lay down. But I can tell you something, morning came. It didn't stay dark forever. And morning came, and the sun came up. And then once I had felt rested, and I laid there during the nighttime and, you know, and just kept thinking in my mind of where I was, where I had walked, the roads that I knew were surrounding that area. And so then I began to think clearly, and by morning the sun came up, and then we headed in the direction that the sun was rising. Have a guess how far away from our home we were. 15 minutes walk. It only took us 15 minutes to find our home. So we weren't very far away at all. But we spent all night in the woods in Maine. And I want to read to you a verse from the Bible now that Jesus had pointed this out to me, and it became one of my favorite Bible verses. And this helped me during the night that I spent lost in the woods. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. So if sometime in your life you find yourself lost And in a very dark, scary place, rest in the Lord and trust in Him. And He will bring you home, because morning will come. You can go back to your seats now.